Are you out there this morning? Do I need to do jumping jacks to wake you up on this beautiful weekend, huh? But that is an issue in worship, isn't it? And it's something that pastors from the beginning have tried to fight. Even Apostle Paul had someone fall asleep and fell out of the window. Remember? You see, this worship is a verb, folks. Worship is a verb. There should be no conceivable way that we could fall asleep during worship. None whatsoever. Why? Because we're here for God. We're here to worship God. We're here to worship the one who created us, knows us by name, knew us when we were in our mother's belly, and loved us and had big plans for us. That's why we're here. Do you understand that? That is why we're here. There's only one watching this performance, and that's God. Every Sunday, that's God. And God blesses us and expands our horizons, our spirit, and that expands into our environment so that we can see and understand God in everyday life, so that we can give God praise and thanksgiving. And that's where we come in. God blesses us in a way that we can see God in the world. Do you hear what I'm saying this morning? Are you awake out there? Man, this is awesome stuff. Are you awake and listening to me? Because we do this, because we love God enough to be here today, God blesses us so that we can love others. God blesses us so that we can see God's miracles and wonders in our everyday life. So that we can stop at whatever we're doing at our little pond behind the Dirks' house, and I can say, oh dear God, I am so blessed to live here. Without this, I probably wouldn't even think of God. Do you understand that? God blesses us whenever we take time to worship God. We do this for God. We need to worship. We need to worship because without it, we forget that we have what? Within us and beside us, and we begin to live in fear when we don't worship. So let me hear you say this. We need to worship because without it, we forget that we have a what? We have a what? Oh, come on, I don't believe you. We have a what? We have a big God, folks, that loves us and is asking us to step out of the boat. Oh, now wait, that means I have to do something. I'm not going to respond to that. What are we afraid of? What is the fear that Jesus talked about earlier? Remember what our scripture for today said, Isaiah. Have you not known? Now listen to me. Listen to me. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. Praise God. His understanding is unsearchable. Brennan, can you believe that? God's understanding is unsearchable. Unsearchable. It's hard for me to even get my mind around that word. Right? His power, He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen? They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Folks, we have a big God. And the scripture of Jesus walking on the water ends in worship. This happens over and over and over in scripture, and it should become part of our lives as well. In scripture, God reveals Himself, and people respond by what? Worshiping over and over again in Scripture. We should do the same, and our understanding of God will grow by responding to God in that way. Think about this. Jesus passes by. Whenever Jesus was walking on the water, Jesus, remember, was going to pass them by. Remember that? Jesus passes by. This passing by may show itself in a highly dramatic way. How about a burning bush? How many have prayed, dear God, give me a burning bush? Right?